There's a couple issues there. First of all, when you talk about standards, lots of people here talk about the development of standards and building guidelines and things of that nature. The problem with that is adoption. Because if there's 12 standards and you say, right, well, that's too many, so let's build one that everybody can use that picks up all the best features of those other 12, all you've done is create a 13th standard. You know, very rarely is there an opportunity in any industry for that to become the one. So certainly standards is a question. I think there's still a lot of people stuck talking about, you know, what does BIM mean? Why use it? An event like this is past that point. It's not why or what, but it's how. You know, so it's about the usage. It's about being more efficient, more productive. But the other aspect that is a problem is there are lots of documents that are coming out over the last few years from government organizations and other people where the people developing those documents aren't themselves expert users with depth of experience in what BIM means at the coalface, you know, in operation. And as a result, we're getting systems that say, well, you must use BIM by 2017. And when you get into the depth of the document, all they're really saying is you need to sign off a document that says you've used BIM. Right? And so while there are mandates that are coming in place, very few of them really get to the depth of how to use the tools well, and very few of them are focused on best practice. They're focused on, oh, it's the BIM. BIM is the buzzword. We got to make people do BIM, so we'll BIM, 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 BIM. And it's about picking up the buzzword. It's not about why. From a government point of view, why are we asking people to do this? Well, we are asking them so that we will get greater efficiency. We will get information and data out of our projects that we can use through the life of the building, etc. And because they're not thinking in those ways, the mandates aren't picking that up. And because the mandates aren't picking that up, people aren't being forced into a higher and better degree of training and understanding of the tools to ensure that they then use them well in their businesses. And so the whole thing flows. You know, the problems flow more than the advantages in that case.